architects and engineers, artists and creatives, boys and girls. My name is Jared, and with me is my colorific friend, Joy.
Hi.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how well it would fit for you and your table. Today, we will be looking at Once Upon a Castle, designed by Corentin LeBrat and Ludovic Mablanc. Artwork created by Sylvain Aublin and published by Blue Orange.
Once Upon a Castle is a 2-4 player castle drawing game where players take turns rolling the dice, collecting resources, and then spending those resources to build their castles. Players build their castles through drawing and coloring. You'll need to build walls, towers, add some flags for lovely decoration, invite people from all over the kingdom, and of course, don't forget to add a terrific dungeon, all in hopes of creating the most prestigious castle at the table. Will this game be like those coloring books that have been worked all the way through, or will it be like the lost and forgotten drawing that's still lying under your bed? Find out as we discuss.
Joy, how are you doing today?
Good.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
We really like this game, don't we?
Yeah.
We played this game a lot.
Yeah.
And I think, if I remember correctly, you are interested in being an artist.
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
So would you say that the dice are the main reason that you like this game then?
No.
Would you say it's the, is it the points?
No.
Is it that you get to draw and color your own castle?
Yes.
Oh, nice. All right, cool deal. Well, Joy, why do you want to be an artist?
Because I really like art.
Do you like coloring with markers, or do you like painting, or do you like working with clay? Like, what is your favorite kind of art?
I like all of them.
All of it? So when you become an artist one day, you want to do all different kinds of art?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Do you have a favorite piece of artwork that you've done?
No. I kind of like them all.
You like them all equally?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't want to tell me about your favorite piece of art, that's totally fine.
Well, actually.
Oh?
The flower picture I colored with markers.
Ooh, yeah, that one is really pretty. You had, what, 2 or 3 different flowers on that picture? And there were different kinds and all different colors?
I like 5, and with my imagination, I made it up.
That's so cool, baby girl. I love it. Well, hey, you basically told everyone how to play already, so we don't need to worry about that. For those of you that want a full how to play video, I will have that linked in the description. So please check that out and then come back and finish the discussion. So, Joy, you really like drawing castles.
Yes.
And would you say that this is a game that you've enjoyed even when you didn't win because you were having so much fun building your castle?
Yes.
Oh, very fun. So we're going to talk about some aspects of the game that you really like, okay?
Okay.
So can you tell me some things that you really enjoy about this game other than coloring the castle?
I really like seeing the different types of people. And I really like that each sign goes really quickly. And I really like even on other people's turns, I still get resources.
Those are all really cool answers, Joy. So, you know, when you complete parts of your dungeon, you get to find a person that you get to bring to your castle. And it's always got cool little artwork on it, right?
Yeah.
And you also get to color in your people that you're inviting to the castle in a different way as well. So you're getting to really create all these different types of people, and it kind of tells a little bit of a story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you don't like about the game?
Well, I don't really like that I only get one resource on other people's time. It makes it feel like I gotta wait long until I build my castle.
I mean, that makes sense, but, you know, at the same time, everyone's gotta be able to have the advantage of getting two resources on their turn, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you don't like about the game?
No, that's kind of all of it.
Did you feel like this game was pretty easy to learn?
Yes.
And did you feel like you had a good understanding of how to play pretty quickly?
Yes.
Do you think that you would recommend this game to your friends?
Sure.
You think they would enjoy it?
Yeah.
So you're 6 years old now.
Yes.
And your sister, Hope, is about to turn 4.
Yes.
Do you think that Hope would be able to play this game?
Sure.
You think she can handle it?
Yeah.
I think so, too. So I think we've actually played with Hope a couple of times, and she needed a little bit of help, but she was still able to do it for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, awesome job, baby. I'm going to tell a few more things about this game really quickly, and then we'll wrap it up, okay?
Okay.
So I also really like the quick turns. So I know we didn't do a full how to play. It's pretty straightforward as far as what you do. But I really like that the kids get to still be interactive even on a turn that's not theirs. So you're rolling two dice, and if it's your turn, then you get both resources. But if you're the other players, you have to pick one. So that adds into some decision-making aspects that really improve making it more than just an activity where you're kind of having to think about which resources you want to use. And it's not just collect 1, 2, 3, and then you can turn it in. There are different spots on a board that you have in front of you where you place tokens to represent the resources that you've collected. And you can go for bigger payouts, but they require more resources, or you can learn how to manipulate the board to where you can go for multiple resources at one time, which also adds to the strategy element. So I really like that aspect as well. And I do really like the coloring part. I'm not a huge fan of Roll and Writes, but in this particular case, I think it fits really well for kids. And we've had a lot of fun drawing our own castles. And if you're not an artist like me, I'm not an artist. They do provide sheets that have a pre-drawn castle. And all you have to do is color it in when you earn a part of that castle. So it still allows those who don't feel comfortable drawing to be able to color something in and still participate and not feel overwhelmed. So this game was found at a secondhand shop. You know, it was a cheap game, so I was like, whatever, I'll take a chance on it. And it has become one of Joy's favorites. Isn't that right, Joy?
Yes.
You'll play this one all the time, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really am happy with it. There's, you know, there's a little bit of added difficulty that you can add to make it a little bit more to it, but it really doesn't change a whole lot. But overall, I am very happy with this game. Joy, would you give this game 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb up, a sideways thumb, 1 thumb down, or 2 thumbs down?
2 thumbs up.
Nice. I'm not surprised by that at all. I'm also going to give this game 2 thumbs up. I think if your kids are older than 8, they may or may not like it. I think at that point, it depends on if they like to draw and to color and that sort of thing. It is a great family activity if you're into that sort of thing. I know that our family really likes coloring and really likes drawing, even if we're not really good at it all the time. But Joy is. Joy's awesome. She really shows us how to do it. So I definitely, Joy and I both give this a major recommendation, and hope that you give it a shot. With that, thank you so much for listening. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I totally get it. Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com. Shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com, or find us on BoardGameGeek. All of these links are in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing to your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, if that's your thing, and joining the conversation on Discord. All of these heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, and to Anna Snyder, who made the music. Join us next week as Ian and I take a look at Star Wars Outer Rim over at the feature table. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye-bye.